This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a man who calls Opa-locka, Florida home, repping Dade County, Cash Money, and Po' Boy. Please welcome Briscoe. How you doing?
Yeah, you already know what it is. I'm great. I'm blessed.
You are blessed. And quick question. I did my research on Opa-locka. Do you know what it stands for?
You know what it stands for? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a contraction of the Native American's name for what is Opetishewokalaka, which means the highland north of the Little River on a camping place. I take it there's not much camping that goes on, though, in Miami, huh?
Nah, no camp.
No, there might not be camping in Opa-locka, but happened to be a lot of violence and drug use. And so many artists, they talk about these realities in their music, but the fact of the matter is that they personally never experienced them firsthand. But you, Briscoe, as an artist, you grew up in that environment. You've lost family and friends. You know about it. How do you feel about the artists who are fronting on that upbringing?
I love my city. I love where I come from. Really, I want to just like make it vivid to the world, like paint a picture to the world of how my city is. It's not all just bad. It's not all violence. It is people that genuinely love the city.
Definitely. Now, when you turned 18, you were able to receive the money from your mother's life insurance policy after she sadly passed away. It was approximately, what I understand, about $400,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
I heard it was all spent in a very short amount of time. Where did that money go? What happened?
I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about going out of town, traveling, girls. But, you know, just really, like, experience is the best teacher. So I use those things that I went through in my life now. It was all a learning experience. It made me a better person.
If you could go back, would you have done something different with the money, possibly invest it? Or
a lot of real estate. I would have bought a couple of houses. Because at the time, houses was, like, $100,000, $150,000, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could have got two houses that would have made me $1 million right now.
Well, like you said, it's an experience gainer for you, so it'll definitely help you in the future with different financial issues. Now, in 2001, Briss, you joined Miami powerhouse Po' Boy Entertainment, and you just recently inked a deal with Cash Money. Is your time, Briscoe, finally here?
Yeah, it's here. I've just been in the studio just like trying to perfect my craft. And just, you know, I feel like it's my time right now, you know. I'm coming to the time where I, like, found myself, you know.
Definitely, and it's important. On your hot new single, In the Hood, with Lil Wayne, you spit a line that says, "Since I got the deal, girls saying he's so handsome." So,
yeah.
I love it. Do money and the possibility of fame ruin relationships? Are you able to be yourself?
It ruins relationships because, like, it's a change in us. You know, when you're struggling all your life, and then you change and everything's come a little easier, it'll change anyone. You know, money will change anyone. I just see it like it's a learning experience because I had a lot of money and I had that chance to see my money fall on the floor like the spilled milk. So therefore, I know what to do and I know how to act. I know how to act accordingly. So if I was to get $1 million right now, I'd still know how to act because I already had it. But if I didn't have $1 million, it might change me a little, you know?
Well, that money certainly changes the women around you. Have you had to change your cell phone multiple times to keep all those old girlfriends away?
I changed them phones. you gotta have three, four phones.
On another cover I want to talk about, it's called I'm Into That, produced by Kool & Dre.
Yeah.
You spit a chorus that has you alerting everyone that you're into beef and drama, and that's an interesting stance to take. Is that just a catchy chorus, Briscoe, or is that how you really feel?
The beef, yeah, I mean, hip-hop is made up of the beef, you know? It's made up of the hoopla. It's made up of the controversy. I was just feeding into it, you know? When you know a controversy and the beefs come, rappers feed into it. That's like the battleground of the rap, of the hip-hop. That's the battleground. That's when you go see how good your skills is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like a sword fight.
The chorus and the song and the idea, it's more of just a generic idea. You're not necessarily aiming these lines at any particular person.
Just aiming at that hip-hop, you know?
Okay.
Aiming at that hip-hop. That's what everybody into. They into that. Everybody wearing flags now, different color flags now. It just symbolizes unity. That's what it is. We into that. We in the
hip-hop,
you understand?
Yes, sir. Now, In the Hood and I'm Into That are both going to be on your debut album off of Cash Money, Po' Boy, Universal Motown. It's called Street Medicine. Yeah. Set to drop later this summer. Is hip-hop sick? And if so, can Briscoe nurse it back to health?
Yeah, because, you know, not toot my own horn or anything. I'm one of the biggest things since Tupac Shakur in a political form of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm speaking real-life struggle. I'm speaking to the slums. I'm speaking to the to the people who are on welfare, you know what I'm saying? And people who need welfare. Just to them cats or them gangsters, them thugs that just need a hug and just need a little help and just needed to be coached and put up on game, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's the street medicine.
The nickname you've been given because of this is Street Politician, and I like that a lot, and it leads me to believe that you have strong beliefs on a variety of subjects, and what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game now. I'm going to list a stance, and I want you to give me a yes or a no if you choose to either support the stance or negate the stance, okay? First one, the cost of CD should be lowered. Yes or no?
Support it, yes. I support that.
Okay. Tupac's record label, you just mentioned him a second ago, Interscope, should continue to put out his work post-mortem.
Oh.
Your label mate, Lil Wayne, is the hottest rapper currently in the industry. Yes or no?
Yes.
Illegal downloads are responsible for the overall decline in album sales.
Yes.
Briscoe is the hottest thing out of the 305 area code right now.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Briscoe, go ahead, give everybody a website, a MySpace address. They can find out more about what you got going on and your debut album, Street Medicine, in stores very soon.
Yeah, Briscoe, 305 Briscoe, you understand? That's the MySpace. Briscoe Street Mob. Y'all want to hit me up, you know what I'm saying, with the tracks and the beats, you know what I'm saying? I'm still working, the album is not closed. 24hourhiphop.com, where you can find out everything about me, Briscoe. My man Z. You're going to have the interview online, so y'all check it out.
Briscoe, I appreciate your time. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And please do yourself and everybody in this industry a favor. Nurse it back to health. We need hip-hop to be real again, and you can do that.
God bless you.